Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, today is designated the Festival of St. Michael and all the angels. It was originally known as Michael's Mass, or Michaelmas, which I think is kind of fun to say. But I guess the other angels wanted in on the celebration, and so now we include them too. You know how today we have all kinds of books and movies that are classified in the genre of fantasy or science fiction? Books like The Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter and The Chronicles of Narnia, even Alice in Wonderland and A Wrinkle in Time. Well, that sort of fantastical wondering about how the universe works and how it interacts with human lives isn't new. It's been around since the beginning of time. And back in Bible times, particularly the few hundred years before and after Jesus came on the scene, one of the reoccurring groups of characters in that kind of literature were angels. Like today's stories have wizards and trolls and elves, stories back then had angels. In Jewish fantasy literature, a particular group of angels became popular in everyday society. These were the mighty warriors of God. They show up in lots of stories, even ones that don't appear in the Bible, but they pop up in books like Ezekiel and Daniel, and one of them figures prominently in the Gospel of Luke. Remember who it is that delivers the message to Mary that she's going to have a baby? Gabriel is one of those angels. The stories get told far and wide, and in some of them there are hundreds and thousands of angels who fulfill all kinds of tasks for God, from delivering messages to fighting cosmic battles. Of course, Satan is understood to be one of those angels, at least before he turned against God and was cast down, either to the earth or the underworld. The stories aren't all the same. But angels are usually described as strong, imposing figures, sometimes wielding a sword, often with mighty wings for flying in and out of the heavenly and earthly realms. Much of the time they're sent to fight battles. They go up against the enemies of God. And of course, they almost always win. But the word angel actually means message or messenger. The job of an angel is to deliver a message. Sometimes they deliver the message with words, as Gabriel does with Mary. And sometimes the message requires a sword or some other magical power that only cosmic beings can wield. It all depends on how and by whom the message is received. And angels don't always have to be fierce and formidable. Sometimes angels are depicted as gentle and caring, helping humans to understand the world around them and how God is intent on operating therein. Sometimes angels protect those who are vulnerable. The idea of a guardian angel is an important part of these stories. That's not to say certainly that we don't believe in angels today, or that the stories of angels that we still use to make sense of our world aren't true. But it warrants asking the question, what do we mean when we talk about angels? You know, I think it's a tragedy of our time that we have somehow convinced ourselves that there's real life, what is true and trusted, and then there's stories and fiction and mythology that ought to be considered false, make-believe. We have this notion that stories belong to children, that stories are fun for entertainment, but if a grown-up actually believes a story that somebody made up, well, that person might not be very bright. I mean, is Mickey Mouse real? What about the Lone Ranger? or Superman, or Scrooge, or Cinderella? What about Uncle Sam? Or Rosie the Riveter? But it's one thing if a four-year-old goes to Disneyland and gets to meet Elsa. But if an adult doesn't understand that there's actually some person inside the Tigger costume, we might need to find a straitjacket and a padded room. But we lose something. Something profound, I think, when we refuse to allow the wonder and majesty of story to continue to inform and even guide our lives. When we dismiss stories, we turn the world into something to be controlled, something to overpower, lest the powers of the world overwhelm us. Stories are important, especially for children, because they become teaching vehicles. They provide a framework within which to understand the world. What happens to the characters in the stories also happens to people in real life, albeit maybe in slightly different kinds of ways. The story sends a message. The story, battles are fought and victories are won, or even if the victory goes to another, the beloved character still has a chance to have grown in some significant way. Maybe angels aren't just in the story. Maybe they are the story. What if the messenger is the message? Go ahead and hit the next slide, Julia. In Santa Fe, there's a church called Loreto Chapel with a beautiful spiral staircase. It's considered a wonder of art and carpentry because it has no center pole. Most spiral staircases have a pole in the middle that carries the weight of the whole thing. There's a story about Loreto Chapel and its spiral staircase. For when the place was built, completed in 1878, there was no proper access to the choir loft. It said that the sisters of the chapel made a novena, a 9-day prayer to St. Joseph, patron saint of carpenters, for a solution to the problem. And it wasn't until the 9th day of their prayer that a carpenter did show up and agreed to build the staircase they needed. Nobody really knew who he was. He worked alone and shunned any attempt to let the townsfolk inspect the work before it was completed. And then one day the nuns discovered that the mysterious craftsman was gone. They went into the chapel and were mesmerized by the sight of the beautiful, miraculous, floating staircase. Go ahead and hit the next slide. Originally, there wasn't even a railing on the thing. It makes 2 full turns as it climbs 22 feet. No nails or glue were used to construct it. And the wood seems to be rarely available in 19th century New Mexico. And it consists of 33 total steps, which some say references the supposed 33 years of Jesus' life on earth. The nuns had prayed to St. Joseph almost to no avail. But at the last minute, a true carpenter arrived to complete this blessed work. Could the carpenter, father of Jesus himself, have come to Santa Fe? Who knows how much of that actually happened? The staircase got built. I've seen it. Lots of people have certainly tried to discover the identity of the builder and the answers to other incredible questions. But as it is, the story stands as a testimony to trust and faith. Faith that when God's people call on the saints, both here in this world and long gathered with God in the heavenly places, answers to our prayers come and transform the lives that we live to the glory of God. The message and the messenger have become inseparable as the angels and the messages of hope and peace that they bring. What is an angel, really? An angel is you and me when we deliver a message of God's grace, when we fight the battles of those who are helpless and bring victory against justice or for justice against the powers of greed and fear. When we deliver a message of hope that loved ones are safe and sound even after floodwaters have ravaged their home. When we answer the cries of those in need and create with our hands and our minds what they need, even miraculously more than they expected or asked. Today we celebrate the angels of God, those mighty warriors, those blessed messengers. But let us not only look back in time and remember the stories of old. Let us unfurl our own wings and pick up the sword of truth. Let us bear the message of grace that God has given us, and let us create the stories of today and into the future. Stories that people will tell into the centuries to come of saints who built goodness and trust in their communities, who fought back against the evil giants of wealth and exclusivism, who brought to unlikely heroes messages of life in the midst of poverty and joy in the midst of hatred. Angels are alive today. They fill this room. And they go from here today with the blessings of God on their lips and in their hands. Thanks be to God.